All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grim's Hentai Games Corner, and we're back with Eve Nicol. So let's go ahead and get started. See, it's important to fucking go around the map and get that stuff. Now, where am I supposed to go? I can't remember. Hurry to the outlaw hideout. Oh, I know where that's at. Whoops, that wasn't huge building. What's that place? On the side of the main street there was a small, mildly trendy building that many people were entering and exiting. Hey Ramius, what's that? I kinda wanna take a peek. It's a public bathroom. Huh? I never realized you were interested in peeping on people defecating. Well, wait, I'm not! If you must watch someone, ask me. I'll need some time to mentally prepare myself before I show you. I'm telling you, you've got it all wrong! Esther cleared up the misunderstanding as they entered the bustling city. That was kind of funny. Oh! Whoops. I thought I leveled up, but I guess I didn't. Oh well. I still can't capture because I don't have enough points. So yeah, she can't learn the capture skill yet. That kind of sucks. What's up? I thought she said, hey Aster, what's up? I thought we should hurry. Yes, but listen while we walk if you could. Considering we're married, I don't think we should keep any secrets from each other. Okay, I'll listen. As they passed through Fort Boron, Ramius stared at the ground and began to talk. I'm sure you've already noticed that Rish isn't an ordinary girl. Yeah, she must be super important. Even Baro thought her recommendation was worth listening to. Naturally, since her name is Rish Eden, she's bestowed with the name of our country. So that means... She's the daughter of our current ruler, Luen King Eden. She's the second princess of Eden. Huh? Wait a second, what's a princess doing walking around by herself? More importantly, why would a princess be going after whoever's behind the outlaws? To put it simply, it's actually because she's a princess, I suppose. Because she's a princess. It started when Rish's curiosity drove her to sneak into the king's room and sneak a look at our nation and our national secrets. She seriously did that? She's been alarmingly daring from the day she was born, yes, in any case.
表向きは一般人と変わりなく暮らしつつ、裏でアウトローを操る闇の組織がある。
She learned of a dark organization that lives discreetly among the general public and manipulates outlaws behind the scenes. That organization's name is Snake Crest. Snake Crest? They mark their body with an insignia that depicts a snake eating its own tail, Ouroboros.The objective of these shadowy figures is to bring about a war. A war? But wars aren't real. Yes, they've yet to happen outside fiction. But there was one instance where a war almost occurred. So wars aren't just made up?It was 5 years ago during the major incident now referred to as the Arthur Tragedy. The Arthur Tragedy. On the surface, it involved the kingdom of Arthur being attacked by bands of monsters to the point where knights and soldiers from around the world were sent to help, and massive casualties were suffered as a result.My mother was among them. But the people positioned around Arthur weren't there to defend against monsters. They were gathered there to start a war. Why would that be? It was Snake Crest's doing.They covertly snuck into each country and spread false rumors about nations planning to attack one another, fanning the flames of anxiety. Nobody thought such lies could benefit anyone, so they were all taken as the truth. When one country began preparing to fend off an attack, it was seen as proof of the rumors.And other countries prepared themselves as well before long. Huh, cool that they avoided war after all that, though. You might call it luck. The kingdom of Arthur was attacked by an army of monsters purely by coincidence. When people saw Arthur being trampled by those monsters, they remembered who the true enemy was. At the expense of one major country and many precious lives. Snake Crest, what happened to them? After the Arthur tragedy, everyone thought to be involved with Snake Crest was legally punished.But the leader, the one they call the Supreme Commander, has never been found. So what about the sparkle bombs that turned up? Reese thinks they're from the remnants of Snake Crest, I imagine. Isn't that all the more reason to let Baro and the other knights know?I've suggested the same thing, but Snake Crest's darkness is dreadfully deep. Among those who spread rumors during the Arthur tragedy were church members and even high-ranking knights. What? So it's possible some of Eden's knights could be with Snake Crest?I wouldn't suspect Akiba or Baro, but I can't guarantee the innocence of all their subordinates. Besides which, as the second princess, Reese can't trust anybody. Huh? As her old friend, I'm at least close to her, but as a failure of a knight, I've been unable to help. Now that I think about it, the way that she finds you so approachable despite you having just met likely means she finds you trustworthy. Well, I just arrived from the middle of nowhere, so she probably just doesn't think I could be associated with any evil organizations or anything. Still, the way she speaks with you, it's like you could be longtime friends. I don't know, I guess. Esther, let me ask this of you. Become her knight and offer your assistance, please. Nah. Good, that's what I thought you... What? I mean, I'm not even a knight yet. I don't plan on waiting till then to help her. I see. But a princess, really? Why doesn't she just enjoy life in the castle? The money she'd spend to do that comes from the people's taxes. Taxes, oh yeah, I know about those. Oh, I need to hurry up and do my taxes. Not that I've ever paid any. Our royalty believes the nation should be for the people and prioritizes their happiness as a matter of personal responsibility. Normally, a political marriage would be organized for Reach in order to benefit Eden, but for various reasons, nobody's taken her yet. But she's so cute. Appearances are irrelevant. They only see her as a tool for improving national relations. Man, a tool? As Reach was unable to be that tool, she feels obligated to fulfill her duty as royalty somehow, I'm sure. So the reason she's risking her life to fight off outlaws... It's her way of fulfilling her royal duty. Even as her friend, I have to say she goes too far, though. There are probably other ways to go about it, yeah. But if Reach is serious about this to the point where if any citizen's lives were at risk, she'd sooner sacrifice herself. I see, so that's how being a princess led her to doing this. Okay, now I just want to help her more. Really? You're so nice, Aster. Then let's go save the princess. They passed through Fort Boron, and headed towards the outlaw's hideout. Damn, that was a lot of walking and talking. A platypus and its child were sunbathing on a stump. Cute, wonder if I can pet them. Whack! Aster's hand was swatted away by the platypus's tail. Ow, sorry. Aster sucked his finger as he watched the two platypuses. Platypi! Platypi, damn it! Why is there a giant foot over there? And I'm even gonna fight that fucking mega monster over there. Oh! Almost ran right into it, though. I tried fighting that thing a long time ago, and it fucking ate me alive. That crab was like fucking Elden Ring. It thumped its claw, and I died. That's about how strong it was. So... Aster, there are footsteps I didn't see around the cave last time. Are we too late? No, not yet. There are signs people have entered, but none saying they left. Let's hurry, Ramius. We have to help Reach. Aster and Ramius once again step foot in the outlaw's cave. Inside the outlaw's cave, just as the owners entered, the invading princess managed to hide behind a wooden box. Ooh, that was a close one. I expected some outlaws, but not this many. I thought we beat them all. Tch, the fuck went down here? Where's the guys we had watching the cave? Well, I don't see nothing out of the ordinary. Probably just went out looking for chicks. All signs of Aster and Ramius' fight with the outlaws have been cleaned up by Reach. Looks like one boss and a ton of lackeys. Too much to take on by myself. Might have to stay hidden till they leave. fuck's sake, our supporter didn't even appreciate us. If he's gonna send us a gift, booze ain't as good as ladies. But this is some quality booze, probably telling us to enjoy it while Eden falls into chaos. Oh yeah, and we'll have our pick of broads too. Let's use the chance to go kidnap some. Sounds good, we're done setting up the sparkle bombs like we were told to. Who told them to do that? Who's ever controlling them, I guess. Yeah, my cock's a throbbing. Soon we'll get to hear those blessed shitheads scream. The excitement's making my dick hard as diamonds. We're gonna change history. Let's make this an event to remember, guys. Yeah, I finally get to bang another chick. Hee. Just getting the murder is enough for me. That last guy I killed screamed real good. Exhilarated by their boss's words, the outlaws shouted with glee. Reach could feel the limits of her patience being tested. So do I have to... I'm trying to see if there's anything new, but I don't think so. Still outlaws in here. Weird that we're going back to the outlaw cave. I mean, Alisof, you ain't got any dungeons for us to explore this time? I'd like to get lost in a dungeon and just go completely on with gameplay inside a dungeon. People are like, where's all the hentai? Well, dungeon happened. Oh, I'm gonna fight that. Oh, level up on Gramius, yeah. These are where the sparkle bombs were. There's not a damn thing in there now. Oh, dodge. You won't dodge that. Motherfucker. Over here. Same bullshit. Nothing there. Kaboom! That explosion, was that magic? Let's hurry, Ramius. Shit, fucking mage! Driven by a rage towards the outlaws, Reese jumped out of hiding and started to mercilessly obliterate them all. Take this, flame arrow! With a twirl of Reese's staff, a flame shot through the darkness and incinerated an outlaw. Well, this'll give you more than just a burn. You don't gather together against a mage. Spread out, don't give her an easy target. One step ahead of you. Freeze! Ice arrow! My legs are frozen! Before the outlaws could move, Reese stopped him with another spell, gaining control over the battle. Bitch, where'd you come from, you one of Eden's knights? I don't have to answer to you. Reese waved her hand, sending flames surging from her fingers. The fire, spawned from her own magic power, acted as an arrow and pierced another outlaw. That's some impressive magic. This ain't some nobody. Boss, I've seen her before. It was this one time before I became an outlaw in the capital. Ah, Reese! It's Reese! Reese Eden the princess! The Princess of Eden? The fuck's she doing here? So we have an ex-citizen here, but you're just an outlaw now. You'll get no mercy from me. Reese's gaze toward the outlaw was frigid. The man reflected in her eyes was fried by her magic. Give up and throw down your weapons. If you reveal all your plans or whatever, you can at least escape with your lives. So the princess was eavesdropping? Gah, it's none of your business. Oh, it's not, is it? As if to reflect her emotions, the flames coming from Reese's fingers intensified their rage. Do you know how much you outlaws have made the precious people of my country suffer? I have no forgiveness for outlaws. If you don't care about human lives, then you're not human. Shut it, we are human. You're just a sheep who needs Mommy Eve to take care of you. Yeah, like one lousy mage can take all of us. We just have to attack at the same time. The re-energized outlaws shook off their fear of Reese's magic, raised their weapons, and jumped at her all at once. I'm a royal of this nation, Reese Eden. If you try to threaten my country, I'll burn you to a crisp. Let the flames of hell reduce you to ashes. Fire blast! When Reese struck her staff against the ground, countless pillars of fire spurted out from underneath the outlaws. The attacking outlaws were ignited, filling the cave with the putrid smell of burning flesh. Area magic. Why some pretty princess know that? I got so pissed that I jumped out by accident, but the knights will have this place surrounded soon. Resistance is futile. What? Shit, boss, we gotta run! Now drop your weapons and do what I say. My boss! If our little princess is trying to bluff, her magic power must just be about used up. What makes you think I'm bluffing? The knights ain't doing shit. Someone told us that already. I see. Whoever it is must be pretty high up then. I'd say that one is planned, except my magic really is almost spent. Now it's you who's gonna surrender, princess. Listen to me and you don't gotta get hurt. In fact, you'll even get to feel real good. The man's ogling filled Reese with uncontainable disgust. No, thanks. I'd sooner do it with a monster. Huh, that's so. Since you prefer a monster. Hey, bring it in here. You got it, boss. The outlaw henchman left the room, then soon returned with a large cage. What the heck? Why do you have this? Can't find monsters as high level around here. It was lent out to us.
数を減らされると計画に支障が出るかもしれねえからな。
Losing too many men here might screw with our plans.
こいつにしてもらうぜ。
So you could take this on instead.
いいの？そんなのを解放したら、あなたたちまで餌食になっちゃうの？
Sure you should do that? If you let that thing out, it'll eat you too.
それはどうか。
Well, we'll see about that.The outlaw ignored Reese's warning and unlocked the cage. Clank! The released monster paid no attention to the outlaws. Its bloodshot eyes remained focused on Reese.
Hush! Monster is not
No way! Monsters attack people indiscriminately, so why is it targeting me?
I didn't know that, right? Why?俺たちのような聖母の加護を失った人間は襲われにくくなるんだぜ。
Didn't know, did ya? For some reason, when humans lose their blessings like we did, they're less likely to be attacked by monsters.
さすがアウトロー。人間をやめて、モンスターの仲間入りってところかしら。
Makes sense. Outlaws are more monster than human.
俺をアウトローと呼ぶな!
Don't call me an outlaw!The man opened his collar, revealing that on his neck an insignia of a snake eating its own tail was printed. And you notice it's also kind of like the black ring they wear. The snake that eats its own tail. Snake crest! I think they called it Ouroboros in the Japanese version when I was playing Evenical Rants.I wish they would have kept that, because that's technically what it is, so me and the translator are gonna have some issues here. But I believe it was called Ouroboros in the translation. Snake Crest just sounds fucking lame. Dude, people know what an Ouroboros is, it's not... So you do know who we are. I ain't just some outlaw anymore, I'm a member of Snake Crest and we're gonna change the world.Ha ha ha ha! And see if you've got this crest on your body, you can give simple commands to monsters. A monster would obey a human. Hey, you big lug, beat that chick till she can't move. Don't kill her. We can't have our fun otherwise.Like it was acknowledging the man's orders, the monster roared. It's probably kind of a high level, but... Contrary to her internal confidence, Reese was frozen in place after the roar of the first high-level monster she'd ever encountered.No way, what the? Why can't I move? Now then, time to take my time and enjoy turning the Princess of Eden into an outlaw. Images of girls who were raped by outlaws and robbed of their peaceful lives ran through Risha's head.Is that how it'll end for me? No, I can't let that happen, or it'd put a burden on my country. Then just in case, Reese reached for a dagger hidden in her pocket and resolved to use it on herself if necessary. Gah! The monster raised its massive arm, then swung it down with more force than any human could take. Not so fast! Gash?Huh? Reese, you okay? Oh, cool. Look at the, There's the outlaws right there. Aster, is this a dream? Am I just seeing what I wish I'd see? No, this isn't a dream or an illusion or anything like that.Huh? Then why are you here? To save you, of course. Save me. You're here to save me?
Yep.
But why? I didn't even say anything. Ramius told me all about it. No, I mean, I didn't tell you to save me. Yeah, that's true. Then why? Because I saved your life before?
Nope.
Then Ramius asked you to or something? She did, but I would have come anyway. Why? You're not a knight yet. There's no point risking your life for this. But there is! So like I said before, a cute girl like you could get captured and raped by outlaws. Rhys remembered the men's lust-clouded, staring eyes when she was on the verge of defeat and clenched her fists. I knew what I was getting into. From the moment I chose to fight, I was fully aware losing meant losing everything. Then I'll have sex with you first! Huh? Aster, you have a wife already. That's why I'm becoming a knight. But we hardly even know each other. That doesn't matter. I want to do you too. If there's a girl I want to do, no way am I letting any outlaws lay a finger on her. Aster's saying he wants me to my face. But it doesn't feel nasty like with the outlaws. Why? You're still saying things outlaws would say. I don't get it. Am I? What are you talking about? Like you're just after my body, right? Wrong, I want your heart too. Most importantly, I'm prepared to keep screwing you for the rest of my life. For life, all the way until we die? Is that a Rhys, let's fuck! Rhys looked at Aster smiling like everything he said was totally normal and noticed her heart violently thumping. A boy wants me, I never knew it'd feel like this. I swear, you always overdo it. When we get home, you'll need a lecturing. Ah, what, Ramius? You were there? Yes, I've been next to Aster this whole time. You didn't notice? In fact, this whole time you were talking, I've been holding the enemy back. Did you hit your head or something? Huh? Are you okay? Did you actually hit your head somewhere? Nope. Not hurt anywhere at all. I'm fine. In another sense, it feels like something hit me, though. Huh? Murmuring things only she can understand is a bad habit of Rhys's. I think it's Rhys, but I don't know. Hey, you say that I don't... You say that I like to talk to myself a lot. Don't! Don't say that in front of Aster. Huh? Why not in front of me? Looks like chatting time is over. The enemies are starting to pull themselves together. Oh! The fuck are you people? This an ambush or something? The outlaws were thrown into disarray when the monster was knocked down, but finally began to direct their attention to the new intruders. Calm down, numbskulls. There's only three of them. Hey, you big lizard. The fuck you're doing? Get up! And their numbers make them so confident. You can rest, Rhys. That's okay, I can still fight. Let me fight along with you. Whatever, we just need to beat all of them. Marriage hasn't made you less meat-headed, apparently. Thinking isn't my strong suit. Get them, lizard! Show them the power of the snake grip! Bring it! Oh, look at it. It's a big lizard. Well, what do we do with a big lizard? We use a strong attack on a big lizard. Oh, that motherfucker's got a lot of power. Alright, we're gonna win. I'm gonna kill the lizard first. The grunts aren't gonna do much. Okay, she can't do bullshit. Like, she literally can't fucking do anything. I don't think that did anything to the lizard. It's weak to ice. I don't have any ice magic, I don't think. Yeah, those motherfuckers are hitting me for 6. They can fuck off. Oh shit, flame magic. Even though that's not what would have worked. I do like these riffs. Uh-oh. Ramius is kind of fucked. Hold on. Oh, no medicines? Somebody healed her. I don't have no medicines or nothing. Like, nothing? Really? Well, that thing was easy. Now just to kill these dudes, and that's it. Think that's all of them. Ah, darn it. Now there's no one left to ask for info. Don't worry, I held back enough to keep them alive. Come on, get up. Punt. Ramius kicked a down man, forcing him up with a pitiful scream. Either die here or tell us everything and live the rest of your life repenting. Which is it? I'll tell you what you need to know, so please just spare me. Sounds like he'll participate. He was foolish enough to confuse borrowed power with his own. It's the reaction you might expect. I'll get straight to the point. Just who's giving you orders? It's Snake Crest, right? Oh, so you told Aster. Sorry, I didn't want to keep secrets from my husband. I was gonna tell him after appointing him anyway. No big deal. Now tell us who your contact is. Don't be too surprised, it's someone you know well. Well, yeah, we're not gonna do all that. What the heck's going on? The man suddenly gripped his chest and coughed up tons of blood.
What could it be? Poison. This whole time, we were disposable.
Hold on. She said, hold it. Tell us who it is before you die. Stop. Stop, Risha. He can't hear you. I think it is Risha. Stop, Risha. He can't hear you anymore. That man glared at the wine bottle next to him, then stopped moving entirely. Looks like they always planned to dispose of these guys when their job was done. Huh? But they're allies. Look at Snake Crest. I'm going to start calling it Ouroboros because that's the official translation, and I like it better. Look at Ouroboros' emblem. Some say it means eternity and stuff. Right, because that's what... What a bad translation there. Come on, dude. What part of you said, I'm going to translate it as Snake Crest? Dude, people know what a fucking Ouroboros is. Don't make me get on Twitter and, you know, start a war. But what it really means is they'd even devour themselves. There goes some valuable evidence, though. Oh well, this corpse is enough proof that Ouroboros is taking action. Let's call some soldiers and have it taken to the castle. If you hadn't snuck in here... The monster would have eaten the corpses, taking care of all the evidence. Ouroboros. Esther looked at the crest on the corpse's neck, looking dour. A snake that eats its own body. Not an inappropriate symbol for a group that casually do away with its own allies. Anyway, if you're here, I take it you were approved for becoming a knight. Yeah. Then I'll appoint you as promised, or so I'd like to say, but what else is there? I want a knight because I want help fighting outlaws, or Ouroboros specifically. As you just saw, Ouroboros is not only cruel, but as agents within our own government, their darkness knows no bounds. With skill like yours, you could take next year's night test and pass easily. Then I'm sure you'll have no problem moving up the ranks. Risha implied it'd be better to stop associating with her, but continued to look solemnly in Aster's eyes. In spite of all that, will you still be my knight? I will, if you need my help, or if you need help, use me by all means. Are you sure? It'd be really dangerous. You could be targeted and killed. But Ouroboros' goal is to start a war, right? Then if nobody stops them, it's not like I can live a peaceful life anyway. Okay, you want to defend world peace enough to help me, I see. So what are you really thinking? Just the idea of getting to serve a hot princess turns me on. Well, I get to help you change clothes and stuff. I hear big important people don't care whether commoners see them naked. Ah! No fair, why'd you have to ask? And how'd you know I was thinking something else in the first place? Well, with the way you've been grinning, I had a feeling. This must be the bond between husband and wife. I can tell what you're really thinking now. But that's not all. Getting to be with a hot girl is just a bonus. The main thing's becoming a knight. Oh, but I do want to change your clothes since I'm super interested in seeing you naked. Huh? Ahahaha, geez, so dumb. You even said you wanted to have sex with me a bit ago. Don't call my husband dumb. He's just a bit more honest than most. It's all true, though. Alright, I'll make you a knight. Huh? Can I watch you change your clothes, too? What do you think a knight is? Well, I can just teach you, I guess. I need to make some preparations. Can you wait at your house in Stallion for me? Preparations. You're not planning something again, are you? Of course not. I really do need to prepare, mentally. Mentally how? Anyway, if you want to be a knight, just go wait at home. Okay, understood. Aster wondered why Risha had yelled at him as he decided to return home with Ramius. Okay. Is there anything here? No. Probably the last time we'll have to enter this damn cave. I need one more battle before I leave. That's it. That's what I needed. Well, I think I went the wrong way. Hold on. After the battle with the outlaws, Aster waited at home until nightfall when Risha arrived as promised. Sorry I'm late, I had to get everything ready. You keep coming in without knocking. Be more cautious, there's a young man living here. Oh, does Esther want to do something bad to me? No! Definitely not. Maybe. You can get another wife once you're a knight. Hold back on the ogling. I'll try. Is Esther that dirty-minded? Yes, she's checking out my... He's checking out my chest constantly, and whenever a cute girl is present, he grins. So you noticed. You were just saying how you want to have sex with Rish too. I need to be more careful. But I guess having that magic key means you really must be a princess. I guess that's gonna be it for Grimm's Hentai Games Corner. We'll be back with more Eve Nicole. See you guys later.